from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Regardless of what time of day or night you're driving, for the next several weeks, you can expect to be stopped in a roadside check for drivers impaired by alcohol or drugs. Timmins Police Traffic Section Sergeant Tom Chippaha says Festive Ride doesn't concentrate only on late nights anymore. Incidents of impaired driving are now spread out around the clock. He says officers consider themselves a deterrent to the potentially deadly practice.
Just make alternate arrangements. At the end of the day, we don't want to see anybody arrested or charged, but that's part of our job, right?
The same goes for snowmobile trails. Officers patrol them. And Chippaha says if you call 911 on seeing an impaired sledder, an officer will be dispatched. A local woman has received an apology from Timmins Police for being incorrectly identified as someone charged with impaired driving. On Monday, November 21st, police issued a news release about an incident on Saturday the 19th on Wilson Avenue. It said the 42-year-old woman had been charged when in fact it was a man who was. TPS says it particularly apologized for the awkwardness the error caused the woman. Free COVID-19 rapid antigen tests will remain available until June. The program was set to expire at the end of this month. Ontario Health Minister Sylvia Jones says the tests will still be available at grocery stores and pharmacies as the province's healthcare system continues to grapple with an influx of influenza, RSV, and COVID-19 cases. Federally regulated employees now get 10 days of paid sick leave a year. On December 31st, employees in federally regulated private sector jobs will get 3 paid sick days. That bumps up to 4 in February and then 1 a month after that to a maximum of 10 days per year. This was a Liberal government campaign pledge in 2021 that's applauded by the Canadian Labour Congress. It's encouraging provinces who don't offer paid sick leave to come up with a similar policy. Finally, this afternoon, here's one more word on Festive Ride having launched in our region. Of course, Santa Claus was at the official kickoff. He pointed out that the holidays should not be ruined by having your license suspended or hurting someone.
So the main thing is don't drink and drive, be safe, and have a Merry Christmas and enjoy.
Santa reminds you to plan in advance to find a safe way home after partying. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.